hardly ever had a line to them. He used a whip, and he'd pop them on one side. That was the way he'd make them go. They'd stay in the road. If they started turn out on one side, he'd whip them, hit them on that side to make them get back in the road.
Did how many oxen did he have working together?
Two.
What do you call that?
A pair of oxen.
Uh-huh. Say if you bought some apples or something at the store, the grocer might put them in a
crate.
Okay, or something.
Or a bag.
Okay. What would the bag be made out of?
Well, usually when they sell now is paper bags. Okay. Heavy paper bags.
What about a long time ago if you bought, say, 50 pounds of flour?
50 pounds of flour was in barrels or sacks. They just put after they quit using the barrel, they used heavy sacks made of heavy material.
What about, say, if you bought feed for your cows, what would that come in?
It used to come in burlap sacks, but they say now it's in a different kind of sack. I don't buy sack. I don't buy feed, but they say it's not burlap now. It's altogether different material they put feed in.
Mm-hmm. Do you call that anything else besides burlap sack, burlap bag?
It seemed that they did, but I can't think.
Do you ever hear croak?
What?
Croak?
Croak sack? Croak sacks? Croak sack? Yeah, I heard croak sacks too.
Okay. Say if you took some corn to the mill to be ground, you might take a bushel or two bushels or whatever.
We most always carry a bushel.
Would you have any word though to refer to the amount that you take? Would you say I have to take something of corn to the mill?
Well, sometimes I have to take half a bushel or a bushel. And sometimes people didn't carry but a peck.
Did you ever hear take a turn of corn?
Yes, take it. I've got to carry a turn of corn to the mill. I heard that.
What does that mean now?
They didn't measure it, didn't know how much it was, I guess. I don't know what they meant by a turn of corn, but we use a lot of meal, feeding our chickens and all, and used to, we went to meal practically every Saturday. We use a lot of cornmeal.
Did you ever speak of a turn of anything besides corn? Did you ever speak of a turn of wood or?
Yes. Load of wood. Load. Uh-huh. LOAD.
What would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms?
I usually said a turn of wood whenever I brought it in my arms.
Any other expression? Say arm.
Turn a load. All I can think of right now.
You say armful or arm load?
Yeah, arm load.
Say if someone had a load of wood on his wagon, it wasn't a full load. You'd say it was a
just part of a load of wood.
Would you hit
little load or something like that? Little load, I believe we usually say a little load of wood.
Have you ever heard of jag or change of wood?
No, I don't believe so. Change of wood, I don't believe I ever heard that.
Okay, say if the lamp burned out on your porch, you might say you have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay, what?
Had to do that this week.
Oh, really?
Surely did. That's a new bulb out there now. The bulb shot from some cause or another. I don't know why.
What's the full name for that thing? You call it a what kind of?
Just a drop, you know.
Yeah, you'd call it a what bulb?